SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Fradom, Scott Jackson, and our pleasure to bring in from massinsports.com, the man who writes the Gessling game. He is Ben Gessling with us here on the program. How you doing today, Ben?
Doing well. How are you guys?
How's Sonny Vieira treating you?
The weather has been fantastic. There's been nothing to complain about, and you know writers will certainly complain if there is something to complain about. So,
even if there isn't something to complain
about. We had terrible weather last year, and it's been great this year.
Now, are you? No, I have to ask you a question because this is what we hear all the time from baseball players at this time of year. Are you in the best shape of your life, Ben?
You know, I am not.
Not in the spring training spirit.
I have run three marathons in my life, and I am in nowhere near that kind of shape. I will say, however, my typing is as good as it's been in years. I went on a strict typing training program this winter. My finger's still good. From a typing standpoint, I'm probably in the best shape of my life, and that's really what I guess readers are concerned about. So take heart, readers. I'm feeling good with my typing skills this spring.
Excellent. So Roger Berendina is the Roger Berendina of typing, I guess, is what we call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, no, this is this spring training so far has been kind of the Bryce Harper show. What did you kind of get from him this week, and what do you think that his teammates kind of feel about him being there and kind of doing what he's doing?
Well, I think from him, the thing that struck me is how comfortable he seems and how, I guess, unfazed by all of it he is. And you kind of heard that about him a little bit, that he'd been around major leaguers. He wasn't going to be as wide-eyed as a lot of kids would be. But that really comes across in the way he carries himself. That doesn't really just seem like a talking point for him. He really acts like that. He's kind of got a been-there-done-that vibe. He looks and acts like a big leaguer. So that has been the most striking thing. As far as his teammates go, I haven't seen a lot of guys kind of rush up to greet him, I guess. But he, I guess, has been on the field. As you see him do that, he's talked to Jason Worth, he's talked with Ivan Rodriguez, and he's sort of getting to know guys a little bit on the side, and it just kind of takes it as it comes.
Ben Gessling's with us, the Gessling game, massinsports.com, with us here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prater. I'm Scott Jackson. Well, you know, he's certainly a guy everybody's talking about, but he's not even going to be on the big league roster this year. But the guy you mentioned, Jason Worth, of course, the big centerpiece of this offseason will be. What do you think the impact has been so far, number one, with him there, with some of the guys, you know, to see that this organization has spent money in the offseason? And how much of a help will it be for a guy like Ryan Zimmerman this year to have him in the lineup? And, you know, obviously they don't have Adam Dunn, but does he make up the deficiency there?
Well, that's the big question, and that's, I think, what we'll have to wait and see. I mean, Adam Dunn certainly did a lot for Ryan Zimmerman. Statistically, Ryan Zimmerman's best two seasons came with Adam Dunn batting right behind him. So whether Jason Worth offers that same protection or not, I don't know. He's obviously not the same kind of power threat that Adam Dunn is, and he's not left-handed, but he's a more consistent player. He will hit for a higher average, obviously, and do more than just hit home runs. So they certainly hope that he'll be able to offer some protection. But their big focus, and we've talked about it a couple times, is defense. They feel like they're going to be a lot better defensively, and then whatever runs they can score is a bonus. And Worth definitely offers an upgrade in that department, as does Adam LaRoche at first base.
I thought it was interesting. I think maybe it was a couple days ago when Jim Riggleman pulled a lot of the veterans aside and told them that they need to be leaders. And I know last year, I think these guys thought that they were better than their record. You know, what is the impact of kind of doing something like that? And, you know, do you think it's going to have any effect if there's better leadership on the club?
Well, I completely agree, first of all, that they thought they were better than their record. I've heard that from a few players. I think that's 100% correct. Now, whether or not they actually were or whether they just thought they were, it's hard to know. But as far as the leadership goes, I guess the thing I took out of that is Jim Riggleman has been a guy, in the year and a half he's been the manager, that has talked to the team a lot, far more than you typically hear managers talk to their players in baseball. So I think he's a little bit conscious of that, a little bit cognizant of that, and wondering if he needs to be the voice they hear a little bit less. I think he ideally wants to step back and talk to the team less and kind of be the bad cop a little less often and pass a little more of that off onto his players. And I think he feels like it's going to be more effective from his players. And also probably just from his own standpoint, he's in an option year after this year. So if he gets to a point where his message is falling on deaf ears, that could have an effect on his long-term security too. So I think it's all kind of being made with those things in mind.
Ben Gesling's with us, massinsports.com from Vieira, Florida, National Spring Training with us here on SB Nation Radio with Mike Prater, Scott Jackson here on 106.7 The Fan. Well, you know, you talked about the defense being important, but pitching-wise, the Nats have said, hey, we've never had more depth at the starting pitching going into the season, the bullpen as well. And they got a lot of options. I mean, but is it depth or is it options or is it a lot of what-ifs that they have as far as the starting pitching is concerned?
It's depth. The kind of depth you have, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of iffy options, I think.
Sure.
I mean, yes, they have more depth, but that, to me, is more of a reflection on just how bad it's been more than what they had this year. I mean, you're 2 years removed with this team from Daniel Cabrera going into camp being the unquestioned, no doubt about it, number three starter. So, I mean, that really isn't that long ago. Yes, it's better. They have more depth, but they don't have a number one. And Steven Strasburg being hurt hurts this year particularly. I mean, next year he'll be back, but the outlook for this year, in my mind, is changed a lot because you don't have him, and they'll have to try to make do without him.
Well, you mentioned Strasburg. We've gone all this time without talking about him throwing 45 feet once, and that was obviously a big deal. You know, but how is his rehab coming? And, you know, what have you seen from him that indicates, you know, is there a chance he might come back this year in September, or is that kind of far-fetched?
Well, I think in an ideal world, they'd like to bring him back in September, yes. I think they'd like to get him a couple of starts, just kind of get the rust out and see what he has. And everything right now is on track. He is throwing, playing catch, is doing so without any problems. He feels like he's probably a little bit ahead of schedule, and he very well could be, but they're so cautious with these things these days that they're not going to let him come back earlier than September. But I think if he is healthy and the rehab comes through without any problems this summer, once he gets into rehab starts in the minor leagues and everything like that, you'll probably see him in September. If he has any problems whatsoever, I think they'll just say, you know what, it's not worth pushing it, especially for a few starts at the end of the season, then you'd wait to see him until the spring. But, I think best-case scenario, you'll see him a handful of times in September.
Jordan Zimmermann in the interim, obviously the guy, you know, he's now, what, going to be 2 years removed from the Tommy John, is that correct? By the time the...
Well, he came back from it last August. He'll be 2 years removed from the operation this August, so he's about a year and a half out.
About a year and a half now. I mean, does he feel like he's stronger now and is ready to be that number one guy, you know, until Strasburg's back in the rotation full-time next season?
Well, this is certainly a big year for him. I mean, I was talking to him a couple days ago, and he said just taking a little bit of time off from throwing after going through all this rehab and just trying to get your range of motion back, and then you go to playing catch and throwing flat ground and bullpens and exhibitions and all the rest. Taking a couple months off from throwing, he said, really was kind of the final piece of it. He said it felt like his arm kind of fully snapped back to where it was supposed to be. His range of motion was back. His strength was back. So he feels good. He feels like he's back completely to where he wants to be, and he's looked good so far this spring. But this is certainly a big year for him. You want to see him kind of take that step forward. He's got a lot of talent. I love his approach on the mound, but you haven't really seen him be consistent yet. So if he can get to a point where he pitches like, I mean, I think best case scenario, he's probably a number two, number three in the majors. So if he can pitch like that, maybe give you 150, 160 innings, post some strikeouts, have an ERA, say, in the low fours, high threes, you'd have to be pretty happy with that.
All right. Well, Ben, the other big issue, of course, is the Nationals could be a lot better this year, but will it show up in their record? Because this division is so tough, especially
division.
With the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a fair question. I mean, I think they should be better just because I think defensively they'll beat themselves less. But the Phillies obviously are going to be very tough. I think people have a few questions about their lineup, Just losing Jason Worth and having a few guys get a little bit older there, but their pitching obviously speaks for itself. I think the Marlins are going to be very good. I like their young players a lot. I think adding Javier Vasquez to the rotation helps, and they've done some things to shore up that bullpen too. The Braves are going to be there again. You have to see how they are without Bobby Cox, but they should. I mean, they've got the pitching to be there again. So you've got three teams right at the top that are playoff caliber teams in my mind, and then you've got probably the prohibitive favorite to go to the World Series if not win it. So yeah, it's a very tough division, but you know, the National. I mean, that's going to be the case for the next couple of years, and that's what the Nationals have to live with.
Wow, I guess it could be worse. You could be in the American League East. Well, hey, yeah, Ben, appreciate it. Ben Gessling, MassinSports.com. Go check him out on the site and enjoy your time in Vieira. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
There is Ben Gessling with us here on SB Nation Radio. And got people to thank, of course, Mike Jones, Washington Post, Ben Gessling, and Mike Prada. Thank him next time you see him, Mike, for me from Bullets Forever. I appreciate that.
Thanks to all of you guys, and we'll see you next week. When
exactly. And again, follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio, and also on Facebook, fan us or like us. What is it?
It's like.
Yeah, my bad.
But you should also be fans of us because we think we're kind of cool. Now, I don't know. I mean, you got to decide for yourselves. But
I don't know if I'd go that far. But thanks to Othello for all the behind-the-scenes work. We'll do it again next week. For Mike Bradham, Scott Jackson here on SB Nation Radio, 106.7 The Fan.